The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza. The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, welcome to another silsila, Who is Ala Hazrat? And today's silsila, inshallah, will be covering the knowledge of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. So inshallah, before we start regarding the knowledge of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, let's listen to a blessing of Durood-e Paak, sending peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned in Fazan-e Sunnat, page 109, that the beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, recite salat upon me wherever you are as it reaches me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers, and views of Madhi channels, today's silsila we will be talking about the knowledge of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. Alhamdulillah, we heard in the previous silsila regarding Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi at a tender age, at a very young age, started to seek the knowledge of Deen. Alhamdulillah, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi took his knowledge from his own household. And this is something unique. You normally you find that even in our time today, that we tend to, if anyone who wants to teach his child to seek knowledge of Deen, it sends the child away or to a school or a madrasa or wherever the child goes to study. But to actually study in his own household, the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, he studied his knowledge in his own household from, first of all, from his grandfather and then moving on to his father.
Definitely, this is the blessings of the household of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, that within his own household he found a madrasa.
Subhanallah.
And in the first silsila how we talked about how a grand personality, the family of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi were. The grandfather was a great alim, the father was a great alim as well. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he began his studies and his fundamental studies were under his blessed father, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And it is mentioned that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he completed his studies under his father at a mere age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days. Just think for a moment, an individual, he completes his studies, the age, 13 years, 10 months and 4 days.
What type of studies you hear you talking about? You know, maybe the views of Madhi child think, okay, maybe he's finished primary school. Normally you will find that up to year 5 is completed at that sort of age and moving on to secondary school. So what type of studies are you talking about?
This studies that I'm referring to, obviously, isn't secular studies. But rather, these studies are Islamic studies. What we know today in this day and age as the Alim course or the Dasr-e Nizami course that we know in this day and age. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi completed that when he was only 13 years, 10 months and 4 days. The reason why I'm kind of mentioning this is, like, imagine, look, we've got children in our households. I was at that age as well. You was at that age as well. Mm-hmm. What was our situation when we were at that age? 13 years, 10 months and 4 days. Allah. We can't remember what we were doing at that time.
I think
we didn't have sense at that time.
I think a child doesn't even know the basics of Deen. Majority of the people at that age.
Unfortunately.
They are unaware of the basics. If you were to ask a child at that age regarding the rules regarding Salah or even Wudu or Ghusl, maybe a child wouldn't, a child at that age would not know. But Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, and you're saying he's completed Dars-e Nizami or the Alim course. Yes. Now, Alim course, what this Dars-e Nizami, what's the period of this in the normal sense? So the people are aware that
during the time of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, the students of knowledge at that time, They used to study for 25 years.
Allah.
And now slowly, as the time has been getting harder, there's less interest in our common folk to study the religion of Islam. It's come down from 10 to 15 to 10 years. Now, then come down to 8 years. And now it's even come down further than that to 6 years. So at that time, at the time of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, it was 25 years. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he completed these studies at the age of 13 years. But that's not it. Just completing the studies is one thing. But Ala Hazrat, it is mentioned that at this age, on the day of the completion of the studies of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he gave a reply to an answer as well. His first fatwa was written at this age as well. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he gave this answer, and then it was endorsed by his father.
Subhanallah.
And then on that time, not only was it endorsed, then Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala's blessed father, he gave Ala Hazrat the ijazat and the permission to start answering questions as well. So from that time, Ala Hazrat was then also not to become an alim, but also a mufti of the deen as well.
And even after Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he gave the first fatwa, that wasn't all, was it?
No, that wasn't all. Obviously, since that was the beginning of the uruj, of the excellence and the heights of this great imam, he began from there, and it is mentioned that up until the father of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi remained alive, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he would get his fatawa checked by his father.
You know, today if we give an opinion or we give an answer to something, we think that's it. No, we can't be wrong. And Ala Hazrat, look how Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi is, and how he's safeguarding the knowledge, and he's being cautious, and he's still getting it checked by his father. It's unique, and the humbleness of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi also been seen from this.
If we look at our situation, someone asks us a question, we're 50-50 on it in our mind. Okay, not there's one thing being 100% certain, and there's one thing being 50-50 in our mind, that maybe it's this, but it could be this as well. But if I say to the other person that I don't know the answer, what is he going to think of me? He's going to think that, oh, fulan person, he doesn't know the answer for such a simple issue. We go around this mind. But Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, what we learn from these grand personalities, and in our day and age, Alhamdulillah, we learn from Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Bakatman Ali as well, such a grand personality. Yeah, he says that I'm not going to start Madri Muzaffar until someone from Darul Iftah is sitting next to me.
Subhanallah,
Mufti. Yeah, a Mufti of Darul Iftah, Islam Bidah of Darul Iftah al-Sunnah is sitting next to me. This is the ihtiyat and the caution, the precaution that these grand personalities take. But look at us, look at me and you. In our society, we have people that they don't have the knowledge, yeah. And when someone asks them, rather than saying, I don't know, I'm unaware of the question, I'll find out and I'll get back to you, we just make up whatever comes into our mind, give left, right, center, put it in his place and say, this is the answer.
I think people feel ashamed if they don't answer back. And that's what some people feel, that if I don't answer back, they might think, oh, he doesn't know nothing.
Yeah. That's the sad reality. We feel ashamed, but we don't look at the other side of the picture, that if we are giving an incorrect answer, if we are giving something that is against the Sharia, and then Allah questions us on the Day of Judgment, that how we told a person against the Sharia, what sort of embarrassment and shame we will have to face on the Day of Judgment. If we look on that side, then inshallah definitely we will gain the faizan of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala as well, and we will make sure that whatever rulings, especially related to Islam, okay, normal general discussions is slightly different, and the ruling on that is slightly less harsh. But especially when it's talking about the rulings of Islam, then definitely we must make sure that it is 100% certain. Okay, we can give our life upon it, that this thing that I am mentioning, it is 100% correct. Then only then we can mention it forward. And this is what we learn from the blessings of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah, the pious people, rahimahumullah, all had this anyway. If you look at Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayhi, mashallah, Imam Malik, when someone traveled from a far distance, came to Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayhi, and asked a few questions, and Imam Malik just turned around and said, I don't know. The person just turned around and said, what shall I say to my people? I've come all the way here, what will I reply to them? And Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayhi, just simply replied, tell them, Malik did not know.
Allah.
Yeah. And then the humbleness of these people, mashallah, this is the some of the greatest people. He has millions of followers behind him, and he is saying, I don't know. Then, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madhichal, alhamdulillah, we are learning from the silsila regarding the humbleness of the pious people, rahimahumullah, regarding Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi. He spent 7 years getting his fatawas checked under his supervision of his father, although this was not needed. But this shows that, you know, if there's no shameless in getting ourselves checked, even alhamdulillah, like some of us in the environment of Dawat Islami, we have the Madrasa al-Baligan, and many people think that they know the Holy Quran. It's a humble request that at least go and study in these classes, get your Quran checked, because if you find out tomorrow that you are making mistakes in reciting the Holy Quran, and you've been doing this for the last 30, 40 years, then what the reward will we get at the end of this? So there's no harm in getting yourself checked. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami provides these services. Madrasa al-Baligan takes place in many locations. It could be in your local area. Try to go to these classes, get your Quran checked, and then upon this, inshallah, improve ourselves and many other parts of our knowledge. Regarding the great Mujaddid, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh, obviously, at a young age, he started at this level of knowledge. There's also mentioned that early age, this was his knowledge, but there's also a deliverance in his speech. There was a fluency in his talk, and when he would deliver,
I believe the event that you're referring to is when Al-Hazrat is only 6 years of age. Al-Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is 6 years of age. He stands and he's delivering a speech, delivering a sermon, a khutbah. And the attendance is the attendance. But amongst the attendants, there are 200 ulama ikiram. 200 ulama. Me and you, we can't even, like, we begin to shiver just talking in front of 10 people. But Al-Hazrat, 200 ulama ikiram, at the age of 6 years of age, delivered a speech on the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the knowledge at that tender age of 6 years of age, full of proofs and dalail and expertise about the miracles and the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, at the age of 6. This is the level of knowledge, level of memory of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali.
Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali, alhamdulillah, along with his father and his grandfather, he also had other teachers who he studied under. Maybe come to know of some of these teachers.
Obviously, like we mentioned at the beginning of the silsila, the main person that Allah Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala, and he studied his knowledge was directly from his father, Mullah Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Along with them, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali got his knowledge from many various teachers. Amongst the famous teachers of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was his grand sheikh as well, Mawlana Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Tajdare Maharara Sharif.
Mashallah. And I believe Allah Hazrat also took Khalafat from
Allah Hazrat took Bay'ah at the hand. And when Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala took Bay'ah, like the father, at the same time, Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali blessed them with all of the ijazat and khilafat at that time as well.
That is unique. You know, the father is getting ijazat from the sheikh, and the son is also getting ijazat from the same sheikh as well. So basically, you can say the father has the same sheikh and the son has the same sheikh as well.
In relation to Allah Hazrat, it is mentioned that the khulafa and the muridin of Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the disciples and the followers of Shah Ali Rasul, they mentioned, they went to the sheikh, they said that when we come into your court, we have to go through so much difficulties, so much mujahida, and so much, we have to go through so much to get different wazaif and awrad, to build in our spirituality and ruhaniyat in your court, through your court. And then why is it that straight away you've blessed Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali with the Khilafat? They say very beautifully, they say that when Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi, when you came to me, that you needed that upbringing in tasawwuf. You needed me to take you up the marahil and the different stations so that I can bring you to that level where I can give you Khilafat. But Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he come to me at a situation where he's already to be given the Khilafat as well. That's why I've given him straight away. But inshallah, like we say, we're going to come on to this, the spiritual exercises of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and talk about the ruhaniyat of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, his devotion to worshipping Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala as well. Inshallah, we will come on to this.
Some of the other teachers of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi
Ta'ala. Another one of the great teachers of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdurrahman Makki Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, as well as Sayyiduna Shaykh Hussein bin Salih Makki Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, as well as amongst one of the famous teachers is Sayyiduna Shaykh Ahmad bin Zain Dahlan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who is also based in Makkatul Mukarrama as well. And another famous teacher of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is Sayyid Abu Hussein Ahmad Nuri Al-Qadi Al-Balqati Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So out of the various different teachers of Ala Hazrat, these are some of the very famous teachers of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And it shows that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala not only had teachers from the Arab, the subcontinent, but also from the Arab Peninsula as well. And this is a quality that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has, that many mashayikh and many scholars of the Arab Peninsula, they would teach Ala Hazrat a hadith or a particular narration just so that they can say that Ala Hazrat is amongst those that have benefited from our knowledge. Just to include him amongst their students as well, this is why they would do it, because the level of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would be so great and so vast that they would find a fakhr in them. They would find this great pride and joy in them, that they can say that they are amongst those individuals that have been blessed, that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was able to sit in their company and gain the knowledge of Islam as well. You know, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, we're talking about the ulum that are related directly to the Islamic sciences. Okay, but Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he had knowledge that is general knowledge as well. And one very vast knowledge that Ala Hazrat has, he is known to be a mathematician.
SubhanAllah.
And so many very beautiful account that is mentioned, that there was an individual who was a vice chancellor of a university, and he had a question in his mind in relation to mathematician, a mathematical problem that he was going through. And he planned to visit a Western country to get the hal and to get the solution of this particular problem and mathematical problem that he was facing. What happened was that he went and he visited a particular individual, and that individual, he gave him the opinion and the mashwara, the advice that go visit Ahmad Raza of Bareilly, and inshallah he will be able to solve the solution for you. You won't have to go all the way to a Western country. Here in Hindustan, you can learn and you can get the solution for this particular narration. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was in his Bayt Sharif, in his Hujra Mubarak, and this Vice Chancellor of this university, a great mathematician of his time, he came to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali while Ala Hazrat was getting ready for Salah. So he came to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali and said that, "I've got a question."
I believe he said that I'm going for Salah, but if you just put the question to me, he goes, you won't be able to solve it in this short time. In the time for Salah, because it's a big question, and to have it sorted in this short time, it's not possible. But Allah has still,
Allah has done, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, when the question was put out, then Allah has done, without any trouble, without any hesitation, mashallah, Allah has solved his prayer, solved his problem. And then after that, that individual, he explained to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala that I was ready to go to a Western country, but I was advised to come to your court here, and that is why I've come here and I've gained this. You stopped me from going to this Western country to thingies. So this proves that Ala Hazrat
Rahmatullahi saved him a lot of money,
a lot of time, a lot of effort. Like we say in our day and age, time is money.
You know, there's one thing I'd like to just say to the viewers of Madani Channel here. Sometimes we think that a scholar figure, an imam of a masjid, or someone who has the knowledge of deen, he won't be aware of such issues or such problems. He's only related to the masjid. This is the thinking of us today, that we tend to think that a scholar, a imam, he will only know what's related to the deen. But whereas the other subjects, he won't be aware. But alhamdulillah, The beauty of the deen is the deen also teaches us these things.
Definitely.
The one who becomes a scholar of deen, alhamdulillah, automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with a lot of these.
It's an opening.
Alhamdulillah.
Knowledge is an opening for the heart. It's an opening for the mind. Unfortunately, even when you look at the scientific side of things, and the thing is that we use a very minor part and very small portion of our brain. But with the knowledge of the deen, the ulum of the Quran, the ulum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, all of these things, they bring an opening in the heart. They bring an opening in the mind. They allow us to use the mind vastly. And this is where these personalities such as Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali and the scholars at a general vast as well, they have, when they gain this opening, they are able to utilize their mind in a more beautiful, perfect manner that they can gain the knowledge of other sciences as well. Like, you know, when we're going into the topic of Ala Hazrat, there's so many topics we can talk about Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, but today we're talking about his knowledge, inshallah.
Inshallah, for the viewers of Bandi Channel, inshallah, we'll be bringing you regarding Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali, his books, how many books he's worked on, and inshallah, be patient. Inshallah, this Islah will come, that we will learn regarding the books of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali. And Allah didn't write just one book or two books, or some scholars will write one or two books, or they're known for two or three, four, maybe 10 books maximum. But Allah Azza Rahmatullah Alayhi, inshallah, you'll find that in the coming sixth,
inshallah,
some of the books Allah Azza Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote, and the depths of these books, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. But regarding knowledge of deen, I think for the views of Madani Channel, it's important that, you know, today we tend to educate our children in just regards of the knowledge of the dunya. You want to make our child a doctor, a pilot, or other things we want to make our child. But alhamdulillah, look, Ala Hazrat's grandfather made the father of Ala Hazrat into an Ali Medin. Then the father made Ala Hazrat into Ali Medin. And like this, Ala Hazrat's son was also an Ali Medin. And this chain becoming of scholars been going on. And not just that, alhamdulillah, we find that Ala Hazrat's brothers were also Ali Medin. Yes. Alhamdulillah, the household becoming Ali. Today, if you were to send any of our children to become scholars of deen, it would probably be the most weakest child, not the most intelligent. This is another thing in
society, unfortunately. What we think is that the person that doesn't succeed in worldly statuses, we'll send him into the madrasa. Malvi sahab, make him an alim-e-deen. That individual who struggles everything, we send him to become an alim-e-deen. But we don't think that if we send our brightest child to become an alim of the deen, that child who already he is very sharp, he's very quick at solving problems, then when he goes further and he excels in the religion, and he excels in his knowledge of the Islam, when he gets queries asked to him about Islam, how he quickly solves those issues, how he can take Islam to the next level, we don't think about this. All we are focused about is worldly benefits, that our child is going to become a doctor, our child is going to become an engineer.
Knowledge is that thing which doesn't finish just in the dunya, the knowledge of deen, alhamdulillah.
Definitely.
This is also a sadqa jariya. Alhamdulillah, we learn that the knowledge which is left behind, or everything you have taught forward, alhamdulillah, look at the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's coming from that time, and it's carrying on, and all the people are still benefiting from the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The books of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, even today's scholars are amazed to know that the answers Allah Azza wa Jalla gave, you know, where did their answers come from?
Definitely.
And this was the uniqueness of knowledge, alhamdulillah. And think about it, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, people are still remembering him today. People are still benefiting from his knowledge. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Bandi Channel, before we finish this silsila of ours today, just try to take this concept back, that learn the knowledge of deen yourself, and also teach it to your children. Make your children understand the knowledge of deen, make them involved in the knowledge of deen. Try to make every child of yours a scholar of deen. Inshallah, not only will he benefit in the dunya, but you will also benefit from the knowledge of your children in the akhirah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to seek the knowledge of deen, to act upon the knowledge of deen, to teach this knowledge of deen to our children, so that inshallah we'll be successful in this dunya and also the akhirah. Ameen bijahil nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam.
The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms blossoming with the poems of Reza.